We're talking today with Kyle Hilbert, who's the national officer candidate for the state of Oklahoma at this year's 2014 National FFA Convention going on in Louisville, Kentucky. Kyle, you've had the opportunity to basically know that you were going to be the national officer candidate since, I guess, June. As you studied and got ready and prepared for that opportunity, why were you interested in trying to represent Oklahoma this way?
The thing that interests me most about the opportunity to serve as a national officer is the impact that they're able to make with the members. And I know from the opportunity to serve as a chapter and state officer, there's a unique way to connect with members that happens that's only available in the blue jacket. There's something really special about that. And the way that younger FFA members will come up to you and ask for advice and help, and the way that you're able to convey your life stories to help them deal with whatever they have going on in their life.
When you think about, you know, getting ready, you of course you kind of, I guess, celebrate for a little while and you say, oh my goodness, what have I got myself into, when you hear that you are indeed the national officer candidate. What have you done here over the summer and now into the fall to get ready?
I think you're right. It's quite an experience knowing that I'm not just there representing myself. I'm not just there representing my hometown of Deepu, but representing the entire state of Oklahoma. And knowing that is something that's a big driving factor that pushes me every day to keep practicing and working to be as fully prepared as I can whenever I arrive in Louisville. But as far as preparations go, I've had the opportunity to travel to Wisconsin as well as Colorado, training with Dr. Al Snyder, who does a lot of hypnotist shows for Oklahoma Alumni Camp as well as National FFA. But he also does a lot of national officer training every year. So having the opportunity to train with him. I also, 2 weeks ago, had the opportunity to travel down to Tarleton State University in Stephenville, where there were 30 national officer candidates that went through as similar of a process to what's going to happen in Kentucky as is possible. And a guy named Dr. David Frazier is an ag-ed professor down there, and he puts it on. And it was an awesome opportunity to get to go through the process, but also get to know the candidates, to kind of take out one awkward phase, so to speak, that could happen arriving in Louisville, knowing that when you get there, you already have some rapport with some of the other candidates.
I guess what you knew a few of them probably already, but most certainly that does kind of break the ice, I guess.
Oh, definitely. And there's two candidates this year that actually came to our state alumni camp in Oklahoma as part of their national officer candidate training process, which speaks volumes to Oklahoma FFA and the program that we're able to put together, that candidates from other states see the program that we have and they know that it could help their students as well.
When you think about the process, you've had to do a lot of hours of work. You're still in the process of preparing, in fact, as we speak. What have you been told to really expect in Louisville when you get there in about 2 weeks now?
I've been told a lot of things. Some people say it's the fastest week of your life. Some say it's the longest week of your life. So I don't really know how it's going to go in terms of that. But everyone that I've talked to that's been through the process before has said that it is an experience that you're never going to forget. Whether you're successful and get selected as a national officer or not, it's one of the most growing opportunities you'll ever get the opportunity to experience. And I know that I've experienced that myself the last few months in preparation, because while the three big subject areas of preparation are FFA, American education, as well as agriculture in general, the big fourth component of it is getting to know yourself, because the whole interview process is behavioral interviews, which means all of the questions are, tell me about a time when you did this. Tell me about a time when you were in a leadership position and your team experienced failure. Tell me about a time that you lacked integrity. Questions like that. And being able to, on the spot, answer the question has been a great experience for me, getting to know myself and grow as a person.
If you hear your name on that Saturday in Louisville on the national convention stage, what have you kind of mentally geared yourself up to? What happens at that point in your life?
Oh, man. I mean, you can prepare all you want for something like that, but you never know until you're in the moment. And I think back to my senior year of high school, whenever I was running for state FFA office, and hearing my name called and seeing my name on the screen, that was one of the craziest experiences of my life. I remember when that happened, the first thing I did, I ran and hugged my mom, and then I ran on stage. So if my mom's standing around, I'll probably give her a hug and then run on stage the same way.
obviously you have to give up a year of your life in effect to serve FFA. You've thought about that, I'm sure, and you're prepared to do that most certainly.
Oh yeah, definitely. That was one of the big things in preparing, deciding to run. I made a list of all the pros of running and a list of all the cons as well, because I know how big of a commitment it is serving as a national officer and leaving for a year. And it's not just missing out, being a year behind in college, but also thought about coming back home and, you know, everyone having these stories about, oh, remember the time when this happened, but you don't know because you weren't there. And also having a set of experiences of your own from that year away that your peers back home can't relate to. And thinking about all those things, but also the good just outweighs, you know, any of the shortcomings of being away for a year. It's the experience of a lifetime. Getting to serve in the unique experience in the Blue Jacket for another year is just something that I would absolutely love the opportunity to do.
If they ask you somewhere in the interview process to say, you know, sum up in two or three sentences what FFA means to you, what will you tell them?
I would talk about my eighth grade year and how much it changed me my first year in the FFA. When I first came in, I was a shy eighth grader. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I had this little box and I wasn't going to come out of it. And my first experience at FFA alumni camp, I saw all these people talking to each other and jumping around, going crazy. And I was like, what in the world is going on here? And next thing you knew, I found myself jumping in and being just like all the others. And I found that that box had grown quite a bit. I was willing to step out of my comfort zone. And the next year, I bought a set of show pigs and was willing to give a public speech. It was public, participate in public speaking. And all that changed my life for the better. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be at Oklahoma State if it weren't for the FFA. And it's changed my life.